Hi, good morning. This is Natalia. I'm on a recorded line calling about the Depo Provera birth control lawsuit. Is this Cheryl?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Ms. Cheryl. We did receive your inquiry online. Did you talk to an attorney already about the lawsuit?
No, I have not.
No, okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It'll just take a few minutes. I'll just ask you some quick questions. Was this for yourself or a loved one?
This is for myself.
For yourself. Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
I am so sorry. Can you hang on 1 second?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Are you there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. No problem.
What did you say?
Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking the Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
You were. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you get any treatment or any surgeries?
Yes, ma'am, I did. Uh-huh. I had surgery, and I need to put you on speaker. I had surgery, radiation
uh-huh.
therapy,
okay.
and also medication.
And medication. Okay, no problem. You can put me on speaker.
Well, I don't know how now, so we're just going to have to just wing it.
Okay, no problem. If we do get disconnected at any point, I'll call you right back, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you have medical records that would show the diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And where were you treated? What hospital or medical facility?
I was treated at BSA in Amarillo, Texas.
In Amarillo, Texas, okay. BSA Health System?
Yes.
Okay. I'm seeing a few different hospitals here. Do you know the address of the location?
Yes, ma'am. The address is 1600 Wallace Boulevard, Amarillo, Texas, 79106.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's where you received treatment. Is that where you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you or diagnosed you?
Yes, her name is Dr. Ruby Sulog. She's a neurosurgeon.
The neurosurgeon, okay. Can you spell her first and last name for me?
Yes, it's Ruby, RubySaulog.
S-A-U-L-O-G, okay?
Yes.
All right, and where were you prescribed the Depo Provera? What facility?
I was actually, my doctor gave me that, and that was at Dr. Robert Carrusco. I believe that tastes, I can spell it.
Yes, please.
C-A-R-R-A-S-C-O.
Okay. And that's Dr. Robert, you said, R-O-B-E-R-T?
Yes.
Dr. Robert Carrasco, okay. And where was
Carrasco.
He located?
Yes. He's actually at, let me see. Let me look that up. 911 Port Lane, Suite B, Amarillo, Texas, 79106.
Okay. Amarillo. You said 911 Port, or 1911?
911 Port Lane,
uh-huh.
Suite B.
Suite B, okay. What was the name of the facility?
I really don't remember the name of it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you know if it was a clinic or a hospital?
It was a clinic.
A clinic, okay. Was that your primary physician?
Yeah, just a doctor's office. I'm sorry.
Was that your primary physician?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see if I can find it here. Okay, I don't see the name of the facility, but it is just a regular medical center, so I'll just put the address here.
Okay.
Okay. So you said it was 911. Are you sure it was
911 Port Lane? It was, I believe it was Suite B.
Suite
I believe.
Okay.
That's
what,
been so long ago.
It's been so long ago. Okay. Do you know if it was 911 or was it 1911?
It was 1911.
19. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm thinking that was it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let me see what comes up for that one. Because I do see Dr. Carrasco, but it is 1911. Let me just make sure.
Well, I may have it wrong, but that's the doctor.
That's the doctor. Okay. No problem.
Yes. I'm sorry. That was so long ago.
That's okay. I know sometimes it's hard to remember if it was a while ago. How many years ago was it? Do you know?
Yes, ma'am. It was actually in 1994, August 1994, and I did it for a year till 1995.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so that was a really long time ago.
Right. Yeah, that was over 20 years ago. Okay, 1994 to 1995. You took
yes.
it for just 1 year. Did you take a total of 4 injections in that 1 year?
Yes.
Did. Okay. And when were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
That was actually February. Now, I'll remember this.
Mm-hmm.
2001 of February 24th.
February 24th. Okay, of 2001.
I'll never forget that day.
Right, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your date of birth, ma'am?
My date of birth is 05-16-1958.
1958, okay. 05-16, you said?
Yes. May 16th, 1958.
May 16th, okay.
You want me to tell you how old? No, I'm kidding.
No, it's okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am, all my life.
Okay. All right. So, so far it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements. So what I'll do is I'll continue with the intake form here, just a few more questions. At the end of the questionnaire, I'll send you an electronic document to sign. That's the retainer agreement that gives permission to the attorneys to work on the case. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. All right, so let me just confirm some information here. Did you use the injectable contraceptive of the brand name, the Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And did you? Oh, you did. You did say you used it for 1 year, and it was 4 injections. Okay.
Mhm. Yes, ma'am.
It was once every 3 months.
Mhm.
Okay. All right. From 1994 to 1995, and can you confirm your gender for me?
Female. I'm sorry. You caught me off guard asking me that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's just the questionnaire here to verify.
I know.
Contact.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's okay. All right. And then I have your name as Cheryl Killam. Can you spell your full name for me?
It's S-H-E-R-Y-L K-I-L-L-H-A-M Killam.
Okay. Killam. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a middle initial?
Yes, I have, it's Lynette, L.
L for Lynette, okay. And then I have a
yes,
phone
ma'am.
Number. Is this your cell phone, the 806-433-6539?
Yes, ma'am. I don't have a landline. This is all I have. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then what is a good email for you?
It is S-K-I-L-L-H-A-M-C-O-M.
Mm-hmm.
58@yahoo.com.
Okay. All right. And then what is your full current mailing address?
It is 1623 South LaSalle, capital L-A,
mm-hmm.
capital S-A-L-L-E Street, Amarillo, Texas, 79106.
Okay. 1623 South LaSalle. Okay. Is there a unit number, anything like that?
No, ma'am. It's a street.
Okay.
1623 right. South LaSalle. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Amarillo, Texas, 79106.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and then we do have the medical information. Have you had any prior cancer diagnosis besides the meningioma?
No, ma'am. Thank God.
Thank God. Okay, that's good. All right, so I'll put no for that. And then just to verify, you said you have a copy of your medical records that you can provide the attorneys later?
Yes, ma'am. I can get them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And then the last thing we need from you is just an emergency contact number in case you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. This will prevent any disruptions in the case so that they can continue with the claim. And for that, is it someone that lives with you or lives separate?
I really don't have anybody but my husband.
But your husband, okay. It could be anybody that you trust. It could be like a friend or a family member. But you want to provide your husband for now?
Sure.
Yes, okay. And then he does live with you, correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And what is the phone number?
806-316-9116.
316-9116, okay.
Yes.
And what is his first and last name?
His first name is Tim, T-I-M,
mm-hmm.
Killam, K-I-L-L-H-A-M.
Okay, Tim Killam. And do you have an email for him?
No, ma'am, I sure don't.
No, okay, no problem. I'll just put yours for now. And then
okay.
The address is the same. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Everything's the same.
Everything's the same. Okay, perfect. All right, so that's it for the questionnaire here. I'm just going to make sure everything's spelled correctly, and then I'll send over that document. Have you done a DocuSign before?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. I'll help you through it. It's just going to be an electronic signature and a few initials. And then,
okay,
I'm going to send that to your email. And also, they'll send you a text message with a link. It's the same exact document, just whichever one's easier to open, you can access. But give me a few seconds here. Can I put you on a brief silent hold for about 30 seconds while I review the information?
Yes, ma'am. You sure may.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cheryl, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay, perfect. It looks like everything looks good. I did forget one last thing. For the attorneys for this legal document, can you verify your social?
451-294498.
Okay, perfect. All right, so you can, oh, you have me on speaker already?
No, I'm good.
No, okay, perfect. Actually, I will need you to put me on speaker just because I need you to access your email and your text messages so I can help you with the document. Or are you able to access your computer or a tablet, anything like that?
No, I just have to do it on my phone.
On your phone. Okay. Yeah, no problem.
You're going to have to hang up and send it to me before I can do it.
Uh-huh. Okay, no problem. I'll do that. So let me just make sure here. It's going to be through DocuSign. It'll say my name or the name of the company. So it'll say either Mass Tort Strategies or Natalia wants to send a DocuSign. That's the document. You just open it up. It'll guide you through the prompts. There's yellow boxes where you should sign.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right, perfect. I'll go ahead and hang up now, and then I'll call you back in about 5 to 10 minutes. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. That's fine.
All right, perfect. Just so I can let you know the next steps. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.